Today is Monday, December 3rd, 2012. And as this podcast is named, The Crash of 2012, this weekend, my partner and I spent the weekend putting up our Christmas trees and decorating them. Friday night, I went to his place, and we went first right away to the tree lot and went shopping for a Christmas tree and found a decent one. It's probably 7.5 feet tall. It was a good size, nice branches and all that. Brought it home and noticed that the, the tree stand people put a fresh cut on the bottom, but I don't think it was completely straight or completely even or whatever, because we had a hard time getting the tree in the stand. Well, we fooled with it for a while and thought we had it up and started to decorate. And we were decorating the tree and putting, you know, the partner has tons of Christmas tree ornaments, so we were putting these ornaments all over the tree and put the lights on and finished putting the ornaments on and then sat back and had a little glass of wine and some nibbles for dinner. And then the partner decided he wanted to put some more ornaments on the tree, and he was putting some more ornaments on the tree, and I went to the restroom. And while I was in there, I heard this huge crash and came out to the living room and saw that the Christmas tree had fallen over. It fell on the hardwood floor and all of these ornaments got smashed. I'm laughing because you can laugh about it now, but at the time we were very upset about it and the loss of some ornaments that he's had for years and years and years. And we were so mad that we didn't get this tree in the stand quite right. And I guess it was really actually ultimately my fault, because we were having such problems putting the tree in the stand that I said, well, let's lay the tree down and put the stand on the bottom of the tree, and then I'll just lift the whole thing up and stand it up. And I thought that would work, but it did not. It was not solid in the stand, so the tree fell over. And I felt really bad because of all the ornaments that he lost, probably a good between 20 and 30 ornaments smashed to the floor in little shards of really thin glass all over the place. So we just decided we would clean it all up, put the Christmas tree in a bucket of water, and then on Saturday we were going to go and talk to the tree stand people and see what they suggest we do. Because we didn't want to cart the tree back to the stand, but we did take the Christmas tree stand. I'm confusing two things. The place where you buy the Christmas tree, we took the old stand, the Christmas tree stand there, and explained to them what the deal was. And they, of course, wanted to sell us their really heavy-duty wrought iron Christmas tree stand, and I did not like that. I didn't like that style of stand. It was way too big for the house and the tree. So they suggested that we give it a fresh cut as evenly and as straight as we can, and then, you know, redo the whole stand completely. So we decided we would do that, but we first went to it's called Johnson's Florist. I think it's Johnson's Nursery or whatever, and bought a new Christmas tree stand exactly like the one that we had had on the old tree. Brought it home. The partner already had a saw, so I cut a really fresh cut, like I took off about a half an inch and made it as straight as I could. And then we followed the directions on the box. Well, I didn't really on a box, but on the little thing that says you need to literally jam the tree down onto these little spikes and then turn the little handle so that they're really tight holding up the tree. Well, this time it worked. So we spent a couple hours decorating the tree for the second time and putting the lights on again for a second time. And it looked really good by the time we were finished setting it all up. But that's why pretty much this podcast is called The Crash of 2012, because the tree just crashed right over. I'm laughing about it now because, you know, it's funny because you see all those videos where the trees fall over and stuff. But still, again, upset that we lost all the ornaments. So we did that on Saturday. And then my partner went to church and I came home and got my stuff ready to decorate our tree. And then he came over after church, and my tree was already set up because I set it up the day after Thanksgiving, but it wasn't decorated. So we spent, I don't know, about an hour or so. I guess we had dinner first. We had ham and macaroni and cheese. Oh, my God, that macaroni and cheese was so good. The partner made it from scratch. It was so good. And then after dinner, we decorated the tree. And, of course, every year my partner says, you don't have enough ornaments. You don't have enough ornaments. Well, I have plenty of ornaments. There was not a single spot left on the tree. And I think you can tell that because I posted a picture on the blog where you can see the tree finished. And it's, I don't know, the picture's kind of dark, so I was trying to, I didn't want to use a flash. I wanted to use the lights on the tree to illuminate it. And so you can see, go over to the blog and check out the picture of the tree. And I was thinking, when I looked at the picture again, that this tree looks exactly the same every year. I don't think it really changes. I mean, it's the same, it's a fake tree that, I know I've said this before, in my family, back in the 60s when my oldest sister was born, she developed an allergy to pine, and I don't really know what it is. I haven't really ever heard of this again, and I think she outgrew it, but my parents could not have a real tree because she broke out in hives and had all kinds of, I don't know, allergic reactions to pine, so or to, you know, cedar, whatever the kind of tree it was they bought. So they, and at this time, they were in Paris, France, so they ordered a fake tree, I don't know, either from Sears or JCPenney, and had it shipped over to France, and that was the tree, that is the tree that I am currently still using these days. So the tree is easily, they probably got that in like 1960, so it's 50, 51, 52 years old probably by now. Anyway, so I keep using that tree. I got it when my mom moved out of her house, and she moved into a condo, and she was not going to put up a tree anymore, so I got that tree. And I've been putting it up every year since I've lived here. Well, almost every year since I lived here, since she moved into the condo and I got the tree, which is probably about 9 or 10 years. So anyway, I set up in the same place every year in the living room by the door, and it takes, you know, mere minutes to set it up and then to decorate it and so forth. But I think it looks pretty good. You can, again, you can see the picture and check it out for yourself. Moving on to other things. Today was a very warm day, the warmest day we've had in December since, I think they said 1950 or 1951. It was, well, in my car, it was 73 degrees, but I think the official temperature was 69. So it was very warm in D.C. today, and we're supposed to have another warm day tomorrow. And right now, I'm planning to wear shorts because I was hot at work today. And I'm like, oops, I just hit the microphone. And it was not liking it, so I'm planning on wearing shorts tomorrow. We'll see if I wake up in the morning and it's cooled off and if I feel like doing that, you know, going through with it or not, I don't know. But it's just, it's too unseasonably warm. It's like, as I said, 73 degrees in my car, and I had to turn on the air conditioning today on the way home. And it's weird because you're seeing Christmas decorations and the lights and all this stuff, and it's so warm. It's like, this is not right. Once again, hello, global warming. So anyway, the other big news, not that the temperature is big news, but a bit of big news today was that the, I forget her exact title, but it's Kate Middleton, the princess or the, I don't know what, I really don't know what her official title is, but the princess, Kate Middleton, is pregnant. She had to go into the hospital so that because she has this form of really extreme morning sickness. I'm sure you've already heard this because this was all over the news and all over Twitter and everywhere today. But now she is pregnant, and supposedly this extreme case of morning sickness will not affect the pregnancy in the long run. It's best when it's early on, and they say that she's maybe around 12 weeks pregnant. And what does that mean for a birth? Let's see. If that was 12 weeks, that's 3 months. And this is December 4th, so maybe by September 4th she was pregnant, something like that. So that means another 6 months, so maybe a June birthday, a June birth, end of May, June, something like that. So we'll see. And this rare form, I don't know if it's rare, but this form of morning sickness that she has, women who have this have a greater chance of having a girl or twins. Wouldn't that be amazing that they were explaining on the news that if she has twins, the whatever baby is delivered first will be the heir to the throne, and what baby is delivered second is the spare. And the way they've changed the how the heirs to the throne are determined, this baby will now jump 33 spots in line and become the third in line for the throne, which I thought was interesting. I like that kind of history stuff. So, they announced to say that she's pregnant. I hope she gets better real quick and has a normal pregnancy. And I wonder if it'll be a boy or a girl, or twins, or one of each. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, so that's all I have for today. I think I was thinking about this today when I was thinking about I was going to do a podcast that I think I started this last January. I don't really know. I need to look on the blog. But I think this is number 56, which means I can possibly record another 4 to hit 60 by the end of the year. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Until next time, bye.